And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Trent Albert of albertphotographic.com in Chesterton. But he's here to talk about something else, a great photo contest. I'm going to let him talk about that with the local Rotary Club. So, Trent, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what's coming up with Chesterton Porter Rotary and what they have going on. And, of course, you're involved, I guess, coordinating this.
Well, Chesterton Porter Rotary Club has struggled this past year with our fundraising efforts. We have not been able to have our annual fish fry, which has always been one of our biggest fundraisers that we have. And it's also a really big community event. So we've struggled with an idea how we can come around and raise some funds and cheer up our community and our world, to be honest with you. So we came up with a photography contest with a 2020 vision theme, kind of looking back and reflecting and projecting forward. And hopefully we can get some photographic images that tell the story that people have gone through over the past 12 to 14 months that we've gone through this. The idea was that we will have a $25 entry fee, and that entry fee will go towards supporting our prizes, that we have three prizes, a $500 prize, a $250 prize, and a $100 prize. And we'll have up to 10 honorable mentions, and more than likely more than that. The idea is that we want to get a number of people to join this and be a part of our photo contest so that we can make a publication and possibly a calendar, and more than likely a full magazine publication that we'll be able to support with the entrants that supported our contest. And hopefully that will be a celebration of the last year's events, and looking forward to what we see. As you know, we don't know what we're going to get at this point. We're kind of looking forward to the surprise element of it.
So is it limited to anyone, amateur, professional, or anyone can submit?
Anyone can submit. We're looking forward to seeing people's pictures from their phones. We're looking forward to seeing about any photograph that you have. Our judges are four judges that we've drawn from our Rotary group, and they are not by any means professional photographers. They're going to be judging on photographic appeal to them. And what we're looking for is just fun and not something that moves you to an emotion or to a better place than where we have been in the last 12 months. So those judges will team together and pick a group of 20 images that they enjoy. And we're hoping that we can have three of those images cross-pollinate between all four of those judges, and that will help us decide our first, second, and third and our honorable mentions. Trying to work with a group to make this all come together is what Chesterton Porter Rotary is all about. So we've got many hands and many eyes putting the word out and getting the word across to other possible photographers and photo entrants.
So you're looking for, I think you've probably sure you've been with Duneland Photography Club and such as that, but you're looking for anyone to do that. Give us the website where they can enter just right now, and we'll hit that once more at the end.
It goes right through our Chesterton Porter Rotary Club's website, which is at chesterton-porterrotary.org. And if you want to enter the photo contest, you just put a /photo at the end of the .org. And you'll get right into our photo contest right there. It's open right now, and it will be open through June 30th. The idea is that, well, as we get entrants, we'll be able to share entrants with people online to get them more exposure, but also excitement to other people to enter the photography contest as well.
Larry, are you submitting?
I think I will. Yeah, you know, I've known Trent, and I had him actually jury a show that I did at Southern Shore. So, yeah, I probably will. But let me ask you, thematically, you are looking for things concentrated in 2020, like on the COVID, or just maybe some guidance for photographers to know what to submit?
It's open, and it is up to you on how did you get through the 2020 and your experiences moving forward. And it's not really to stress, you know, the mask issue or the COVID response or anything like that. We're thrilled to see what people have to offer and what their interpretation of what these last 12 months have meant to them. It's not like a mob appeal, but we'd like to see what the mob has to say about what's been going on in the last 12 months without having a whole lot of direction. I think that if we give too much direction, then people say, oh, I don't have a picture like that and I can't enter. And I think that we wanted to keep it wide open so that we're going to get pictures of cats. We're going to get pictures of flowers. We're going to get those things. And that's okay, because the end of the story is we're taking a $25 entry fee which is going to work out to be a donation in a big way to support our Chester and Porter Rotary Club's philanthropic efforts throughout the community.
And can they donate or make the entry fee online through a PayPal or anything like that?
Yeah, it's basically once you get onto the Chesterton-PorterRotary.org/photo, it'll prompt you to fill out a little credit card payment. And that $25, of that $25, our club will keep $23.93 or something like that. And that's what we are going to use to support the prizes and to support the giving of our club.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in Art in the Air Spotlight. It's Trent Albert of Albert Photographic talking about the Chesterton Porter Rotary Photo Contest. And you can find that online at chesterton-porterrotary.org/photo. Thank you much for coming on, Trent.
Best of luck. Thank you.
I really appreciate your time. You have a good day.